free consultation with a DUI attorney. My name is Gordon Thompson, and today is July 19th, 2016. The topic for today's podcast is free consultation with a DUI attorney. Many DUI lawyers, including myself, offer prospective clients free consultations. In my case, I can do it either in person or by telephone, whichever is easier for the person to do. Several thoughts you should keep in mind as you're doing a free consultation with an attorney is, number one, that the person should be exactly that, an attorney. I say that because many firms have individuals who describe themselves as legal administrators or legal representatives legal agents, and in short, something other than an attorney. And these people are the individuals who you speak with first with a firm. The problem of having a consultation with somebody other than a lawyer is, number one, they can't really talk about the case. They're prohibited by rules from talking about cases. Secondly, they can't realistically say what can be done with a case because they're not a lawyer. They're not going to be the one to try the case. And so when you talk to somebody who is not an attorney, for example, describes themselves as a legal administrator, basically you're talking to somebody who's going to give you a sales pitch, and that's about it. So when you have an initial consultation, a free consultation with anyone, it should be with an attorney. Second thing is you should want somebody who wants to talk about you and your case and not just about themselves. Now, when we have an initial consultation, when I have an initial consultation with a prospective client, it's sometimes difficult to talk about the case because at that stage, there's not an awful lot known about the case. I have what my prospective client has indicated is the facts of the case, and that's always my starting point. But having said that, before I can make a realistic appraisal of what can happen, I want to also know what the officers have to say. I want to know, for example, if there's video evidence, if there's a blood test. I want to know what the results are, and often we don't know that initially. If there's an accident involving injuries, I want to know how serious the injuries are. So these are all facts which in an initial conversation or consultation I wouldn't know, and so it's difficult to give an accurate description of what's going to happen, but I think it's important nevertheless to anticipate what my client's needs are. Be aware or stay away from people who in an initial conversation just want to talk about them and how great they are. These people are not going to pay attention to you and your particular needs. And so you always want to have somebody who's going to listen to what your account have happened, and more importantly, what the particular needs are that you have. For example, if your license gets suspended, does that affect your ability to go to work? If you're a commercial truck driver, are you going to lose your job, and what can be done to avoid that? In short, you want somebody who's going to talk about you and the impact of a DUI might be on your case and how to avoid that. Another thing you should avoid in talking to lawyers is be aware of lawyers who say that because they know the judge or the prosecutor or police officers that they can get a better deal than somebody else can. I know many police officers, I'm friends with many police officers, judges, prosecutors. Having said that, our friendship ends at the courtroom door. When we go into the courtroom, they don't give me any benefits by our friendship, nor do I give them anything else either. In Arizona, we just don't do things that way. It's not cases are not resolved on the basis of how friendly we are. And so be aware of people who imply that because they're friends with the judge or prosecutor, they're going to get you a better deal. They can't do that. It doesn't happen here. Many years ago, over 35 years ago, I started my practice in New York, and many would say that was possible there, but not here in Arizona. So these are a couple of things you should keep in mind when you have a free consultation with a DUI lawyer. Number one, it should be a lawyer. Number two, the lawyer should be willing to talk about you and the facts of your case and your situation. And number three, you should be aware of promises that they're going to get you a better deal based on their friendships. So that's today's podcast topic, namely a free consultation with a DUI attorney. If you have any questions, please call me.